Yeah, what's popping with y'all? My name is Meech Rose. I'm here with
Big Yovani,
and we are back at it like a motherfucking crack addict. I don't know. I can't remember if we said this is the lockdown podcast.
This is
the lockdown podcast.
You're locked in.
I know you know that because you're
locked in, loading. You got your seatbelt on?
Shut the fuck up.
All right, today, real shit though.
We really just talking about free agency. For real, for real. That's all it boils down to. We're just talking about free agency.
I mean, is there another topic we can talk about?
No.
Literally?
None.
Honestly, I've been watching.
We can talk about Summer League. Because my boy Lonnie been going nuts.
Do you guys really want Summer League?
Lonnie.
Well, I mean okay. But no, I've been watching the NBA since what, like 6 years ago? Like actually, like for real, studying it, watching it, mostly every game, trying to watch every game, like around 6 years. This is probably the craziest, most wildest free agency that I've witnessed in my lifetime.
Oh, you said 6 years. That's 2013.
Yeah, because I watched basketball, but
I watched it too. And I followed it, but I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But this is probably the most balanced I've been watching, like, since I've been watching. I've only been watching for like 3 or 4 years.
But
this is probably the most balanced.
No, but that 2010, it was only like the Heat that for real got better.
But it's like, that's three superstars.
Yeah.
That moved
okay.
That free agency.
That was the first time shit for real went.
Honestly, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, possibly 6 superstars moving in this one.
Yeah.
That's possibly Westbrook. So that's 5. That's only 2 more big name free agents that moved in this one rather than the 2010. So, you know, it's been a lot of movement in this one.
Yeah. The NBA does not look the same as it did last year.
Oh, fuck no. 2K19 is so out of date. It's wildly out of date. That's top tier funny. So let's get into it, man. We're gonna start off with Brooklyn.
Now, do you think we should do like a winners and losers bracket type?
We can talk about who we think the winners and the losers are.
Like at the
after,
end of
it. No, after each. We have to say like we think this is a winner, we think this is a winner.
Okay.
At the end. And then we can go over it at the end too, because I'll just type it next to it.
Right. So we made a list, or you know, Dimitri made it, and I'm just copying and pasting it. No, I'm just playing. But so we have Brooklyn.
No, he's not playing.
We have Brooklyn here as our number one spot.
Our starting point. Because I have it set up in a way where we can rotate.
Yeah.
Where I can rotate it from there. So
it's a process. Whatever.
You'll see. You'll see.
So they got KD and Kyrie. Probably.
Okay. Is this a good move?
For the Brooklyn? For Brooklyn, yes.
No. Is this a good move for Brooklyn this year?
This year?
Because now you have Kyrie.
Yeah, you're not getting
entire season.
Yeah,
and young players.
You're not getting KD.
And young players. This could be Celtics part two.
Yeah. I mean, I would say if KD's back.
Okay.
Like playing with Kyrie this first year. I think that would be much better. Now, with Kyrie, we did see what happened.
Oh, fuck. We forgot about DeAndre Jordan in there.
Oh, yeah. DJ. This is our first time, or not our first time. This isn't our first time seeing what Kyrie does with young talent, okay? Now, I'm not going to say he's a bad leader, but what we witnessed in Boston with the Celtics, that was awful. They were so talented, probably one of the most talented teams in the NBA, and just that kind of went to waste. They had probably one of the best starting fives in the entire NBA, I would say.
Okay.
And I feel...
I would disagree.
No, but one of them.
I mean, in the beginning of the year, maybe, but the Raptors have had Kyle Lowry, who's a star in the regular season, Danny Green, who's really fucking good.
No, I'm not.
Kawhi Leonard.
But I'm saying just in paper.
Marc Gasol. I mean, on paper, 2 defensive player of the years. A multiple time All-Star.
I'm not saying they're the best. I'm just saying that they're one of that
elite. Yeah, I mean, they're top
2. You know what I'm saying?
They're definitely top 5.
Yeah. So they're one of probably the best starting lineups. And then their season just went to waste. I mean, they ran through the Pacers in 4. But who did the Pacers have, really? Ole was out.
The Pacers had Miles Turner.
No, I'm not going to disrespect him. I mean, he's a hell of a player. He's a very good defensive player.
I believe he led the league in blocks this year.
Yeah, but their number one option, their scorer, was gone. Injured.
Okay. Well, so, let me say this real quick. I feel like you're getting off topic. Go back to the Kyrie.
You're right. Kyrie, no, I do not think this is going to be a good first season for Kyrie and the Nets. I think they're probably going to make the playoffs, but probably get bounced out in the first round again.
Okay, so I disagree.
You disagree?
I actually think this is a great move for the Brooklyn Nets. I was just asking to see if you thought it was a good move.
This first season?
Without KD.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't buy into the hype that Kyrie was a bad leader. I don't buy into that at all. I think Kyrie was doing the best that he could with young people. I mean, we generally believe that we know everything, and I mean, I disagree because I do know everything, but no, I'm kidding. But with Terry Rozier, he was already just unhappy with being a bench player. Jason Tatum, he's a bit of a ball hog. Gordon Hayward's just not good, like, right now. Like, he's just not good right now. The only saving factors was Kyrie and Al Horford. That's basically a two-piece. It was basically a team of
two-piece. What about, did you say Jaylen Brown?
I did not say Jaylen Brown. But I feel like their starting lineup had too much power. Can you make sure that you... I threw your phone over there. How the fuck did you get it back?
I got it back.
Turn it off. Put it on silent. Make sure it's on silent.
It's on silent.
Hose man. All right, listen. let me get this off. I threw my phone over there too because we were thinking that was affecting the microphone. Turns out it's just Yohani's computer. That's why there's that beeping. So I think that it was a lot of ego from everybody. I don't think it was Kyrie's a bad leader. I think that they didn't want to be led. You know, you feel what I'm saying?
No, but at the same time, a great leader.
A great leader has followers that want to be led.
Yeah, bro, but even if you're a great leader like Kobe, nobody wanted to play with him, right?
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, Kobe has a narrative. He's a bad leader, right?
I never heard that.
Because you don't fucking listen to all the Kobe critics.
Yeah, I mean, but I just always thought that Kobe was one of the greats, and he's really good, and I never heard...
No, yeah, there's a lot of people saying that he's not a great leader because nobody wanted to play with him. There's multiple reports that him being, like, a hard-ass on people like Jordan was made them a better player, made him wanted to play better. So I just think that how Kyrie was handling the situation was like Kobe because, like, you know, he looks up to him. But, like, at the same time...
It's a new era. You can't be doing that 90 shit or that early 2000 shit.
I still think, like, he could have done at least more or try to do more because, like... Sometimes you would see Kyrie just pouting. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the bench, bro.
Okay, listen, man. Listen. Let me bring it to myself. Okay? Let me bring it to myself. I could see myself getting frustrated when my teammates aren't listening to me. And I'm right. I could very much so see it. Getting frustrated is... that's something that happens. All the greatest leaders get frustrated. It's not like they don't get frustrated. The only great leader that I can think of that didn't get frustrated is probably Julius Caesar. That's because he won every fucking war that he ever went to. and even then, you can't be a great leader if your followers don't want to follow you.
And this is history.
And that's why he got killed.
This is history time with Dimitri.
Because they felt like he got too much power, so they got him out of there. So I feel like... The team just didn't want him. They didn't want him. They didn't feel like they needed him. It was kind of the KD effect where it was like Draymond said to KD, like, bitch, we won without you. We don't need you.
I would agree with that, though, because them making the conference finals against LeBron.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
So like, I would agree with that.
I don't think that was a Kyrie problem. I think that was a team problem that they had. And I think that all the young players had a problem with Kyrie. Whether it's subconscious or not, they kind of had a problem with him. Being there because they don't need a leader. They didn't feel like they needed a leader.
But I still feel like Kyrie at least could have done a little bit more.
I feel like you're putting too much pressure. Feel like you're putting too much responsibility on him. I think that he does as much as he can, and then if they are still not receptive, then that's that.
But
there's nothing he can do past that.
You also got to see, he left LeBron, wanted his own team to be his own leader, wanted to be the man. And, like, we kind of saw what
that
happened,
team
bro.
Wasn't built for him. He didn't want to go there anyway.
Yeah, but still, bro, that's still a great team. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you got to make it work somehow. That's
fuck that, bro. Fuck making it work. That's like saying, oh, she's in an abusive relationship. She should make it work. No, fuck that. If you don't want me here, I don't want to be here. If my teammates don't want me around, I don't want to be on the court.
Then why say, I'm going to be Celtic forever?
That was at the beginning of the season.
No, it was not, bro. That was in, like, March or May.
That was not in March or May. He did not. Bro, that was when he started saying, I don't owe nobody shit.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I'm just saying, like.
Can somebody tweet that at us?
Yeah. Can somebody let us know? I doubt it. But can somebody let us know?
Man, get our follows up. Jesus.
Or at the Lockdown Pod. Please go follow us. What the fuck y'all niggas doing?
And, I mean, we got a fan base kind of grown. All right?
Minor.
You guys that are listening to us, we fuck with y'all. Follow us on Twitter at the Lockdown Pod.
We're not doing that right now. But
I'm just saying,
let me get this off. I feel like Kyrie. I feel like Kyrie did the best that he could with what he had. They didn't want him there. He didn't want to be there. While he had a good relationship with Jason Tatum, I don't think that relationship melded out to everybody else. I think that Jaylen Brown might have had a subconscious problem with Kyrie. That's not talked about enough. Because Jaylen Brown and Isaiah Thomas's relationship is wildly good. Like, they love each other. No homo. Like, not on a gay shit, but they're like siblings. So I feel like that Jaylen Brown had a subconscious problem.
Because they traded?
Yeah, because they traded for him. And I feel like, Terry Rozier had a problem with Kyrie. Gordon Hayward just wasn't fucking good. The only saving grace was Al Horford on that team. So, now let's get into how he fits in with the Nets, okay? So, Dinwiddie loves Kyrie. That's his boy.
Yeah.
That's the backup point guard. That's important. Because Dinwiddie's okay with
being
the backup
point guard. Yeah, he doesn't have an ego.
Also, he's 6'6", so he can also play two guard. So, I feel like Dinwiddie and Kyrie fitting together is perfect. Caris LeVert, that's a two guard. Maybe them two won't mesh because...
Who's the starting shooting guard?
Caris LeVert.
He's going to be the starting shooting guard?
I believe so. Okay. He should be. I'm going to... I think Caris is the starting two guard. I'm pretty sure. In the three, I have no idea.
Because they lost Carroll.
Yeah, they did lose Carroll.
And I think that was the starting...
KD's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Hey, can you look that up for me?
I mean... Would it even show the starting?
It'll probably be Dinwiddie. He's 6'6". He can run the three. I guess.
I don't think it's gonna show their starting lineup as of now.
Well, it'll show their roster.
Oh, you're right.
And that'll give you an idea because they don't have Jared Dudley either.
That's right. I don't know.
So I don't know. But I do know that they're still they're a really solid team, and I think that they could be. Shut the fuck up. A top four seed. I think they could be a top four seed.
They got, I forgot, I can't say his name.
Rodgers. Oh, do they have Joe Harris still?
Yeah, Joe Harris.
He's starting small forward. Yeah. Okay.
Small forward? He's a shooting guard.
No, he's a small forward, bro.
Oh, he is a shooting guard. Wow. But he's 6'6", though.
Oh, my fuck. I hate these dogs, bro. I hate them.
We apologize.
I'm so sorry.
We got some wild coyotes in here.
I should have put them in their cages before we started the pod. Anyway. I just feel like that's it. I feel like that team will be really good. I think they'll be fine.
They got Jalen Hands, too, rookie.
Yeah, but he wasn't good.
Oh, he's not good?
He wasn't good in college, though. No. I think he averaged like 2 points.
Mm.
All right, but let's talk about KD.
What do you think their standing's going to be, though? Like, do you think they're going to be out in the first round? Or
I think they can get a deep playoff run.
You think so? Yeah. Just with Kyrie?
Yeah, I don't think... Conference Finals deep, but I think they can make it to the second round.
I think
they can take the second round in 7 games.
I would say just first round to me. First
round. Who are they going to lose to?
Bro, the East is kind of wide open.
Everywhere is wide open, nigga. Who are they going to lose to, bro?
Well, say they get an 8 seed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's either going to be Milwaukee or...
They're not going to get an 8 seed, though. I said top 4 seed.
You never know, bro. They could face Milwaukee. I would say Boston, too. Philly, Toronto too a little bit.
Fuck they ain't it. Losing to Philly.
Toronto, they not losing to Philly, bro.
They ain't losing to Philly.
Who's gonna stop Joel and Al Horford?
DeAndre Jordan. I mean, they're not losing to Philly, bro. there's not enough shooting on that team. Al Horford
can shoot. Oh, that's right, yeah. But there's not a lot of shooting. Because they lost JJ.
Yeah, they lost JJ.
Oh, so. Yeah.
There's no way. And they lost Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say he's a lights-out shooter, but he's a shooter. We're going to get to that later.
That's a toss-up. You're right. I didn't think about that, but you're right. That's a toss-up.
But then I feel like KD could – I feel like KD fits with that team well because, again, Kyrie is friends with KD.
KD fits good everywhere, to be for real.
Yeah. Yeah, he can fit anywhere. He fit well with Westbrook. Nobody fits well with Westbrook.
We're seeing reports. What literally happened?
So, and then you got DeAndre Jordan. He's going to do well.
Yeah, pick him, bro.
KD is going to be KD. I don't even think we need to explain too much about KD.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about KD, let's talk about who he got traded for. D'Angelo Russell. Okay. All right, so before we get into the trade talks about D'Angelo, let's talk about how he would fit in that team.
In what team?
The Warriors.
The Warriors team?
Yes, sir.
On Twitter, I've seen mixed reactions, either really good or it's going to be awful.
I think it's going to be really good.
I think what they might do is D'Lo, Steph, then Klay. That's going to be starting.
It's probably going to be Steph, D'Lo, then Klay.
It's because Steph used to be a shooting guard when he was in college.
But no, it's going to be D'Lo. Hey, man. He's 6'5".
You don't know, bro.
He's 6'5".
You never know, bro. How tall is D'Lo? 6'3"?
No, I'm saying D'Lo's 6'5". Oh, D'Lo's
6'5". Yeah, you're right.
Steph is 6'3". He's 6'5", bro. Then Klay, then Draymond, then probably Andrew Bogut. I think that could be a strong shooting team.
That's a strong shooting team.
Deadly team. Like, that shit is deadly. Like, ooh.
My guy. Okay. Are they making a deep playoff run with this team?
No.
No? What's their seat and what's their ceiling?
Okay, wait, real quick. If we put this exact team last year, yeah, they're making a deep playoff run. They're probably winning the chip.
Well, now.
But now, with the Clippers and the fucking Lakers and
Spurs are always there.
The Spurs. I don't think they're beating the Spurs. I don't think anybody's beating the Spurs. I can't think of anybody that I feel like could beat the Spurs. I feel like the Spurs could beat anybody.
Jazz?
The Jazz. Like, every team is strong now.
As hell.
So, I feel like there's no way the Warriors. I mean, the Clippers are winning the chip next year. Don't make that face, nigga. The Lakers ain't doing shit. The Clippers are winning the chip next year. So, I feel like it's going to be difficult for any team in the West to make a deep playoff run.
What's their ceiling, though?
What's their ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
A 1 seed. I can see them getting a 1 seed.
That's their ceiling, you think?
Yeah, that's their ceiling.
What about in the playoff run?
Their ceiling is a conference final super.
Okay.
Their floor is like... I still think their floor is an 8 seed. I still think they're a playoff team, no matter what. But their floor is
getting 8 seed
and bouncing the first round.
Yeah.
That's their floor.
Well, I mean, Steph kind of, I feel like, probably got comfortable with KD. Because Steph, I don't think, would have to do as much.
He kind of did relax a little bit.
Because remember, 2016 Steph, bro. They both relaxed
with each other.
2016 Steph.
Oh, my God.
Was shooting the light out.
Oh, my God, that man is incredible. Jesus, I forgot about that. I know all y'all did, too.
It's been 3 years, so, I mean, do you think...
He's a little bit older, but yes, he could.
You think he can come back?
Yes. He got shaky ankles, though, so I don't think he's going to play. I think he's going to play about 60 games.
You've seen when he, like, puts on his shoes or whatever, he has, like, two big-ass ankle braces that he puts on every day or every time.
You have ankle braces in your car.
Yeah, I know, but he's a professional, bro. He has it on both legs.
That's smart, bro. You have shaky ankles.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, he's older. He has shaky. Like, he has a history of having bad ankle problems. So, like,
logically, he would wear ankle braces.
No, I'm not saying that, though. I'm saying that being older, doing all this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he might get a bad injury. You never know.
It's a possibility.
Because I remember, I think it was the 2016 playoff.
He
got injured at the Rocket series.
Mm-hmm.
He did like the splits or something and like, fucked up his ankle. So,
but that wasn't him. There was water on the.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying though, like
that's like an anomaly.
Bro, you never know though.
That's a fucking anomaly, bro.
But anyways, I feel like, I mean, I could see the Warriors winning another chip.
I could. They could.
In the future. I don't think it's gonna be this year, though. But, you know, but no.
Okay. And then let's stay in California. Move to the Lakers.
Big Cali.
Danny Green. He did ass last year in the playoffs.
I mean, he's a proven bet, though.
Jerry Dudd. Milk Dud. Milk Dud Dudley. Milk Dud Dudley. Vanilla Milk Dud Dudley. And slow-ass Big Boogie Cousins.
That was an injury.
He's still slow.
He's slow, but that was an injury.
He got an ACL tear. It ain't no coming back from that when you 6'11".
No, I know, but I'm saying, because he had a quad. He had a quad injury.
Yeah. So I know, I was just kidding.
But hold up.
I think you guys did pick up some good players.
But hold up.
Go ahead.
Boogie, we got, I think it was 3.5 mil.
Check your phone real quick. See if that's ESPN. Okay.
So I think we got him for 3.5 mil.
Yes, sir.
Imagine Boogie coming back almost Sacramento Boogie. Imagine the bargain.
First of all, that's not possible.
It's not possible, but like...
Not because he can't, but because he won't be able to with the team.
I know, I'm just saying, though, if he averages, what, like 18, 10 rebounds, I'll be happy.
18 to 10?
Hmm?
That's smooth. That's decent.
What I'm saying. That would be a good contract for a good player averaging those averages.
Hopefully above 50% from shoot.
And then I feel like, you know, because we have Rondo and AD, they played all together already.
Real quick, why do you guys need a proven vet?
Why do you need Jared Dudley? Because Jared Dudley, somebody...
He's good with young players.
No, yeah, that's what... Somebody tweeted him, and he was like, they said, oh, what is he going to do? We have a bunch of older players. He's like, well, I just do what I got to do. If I got to help here, I'm going to help here. But I'm a good locker room guy that even if they're vets, I'm still going to be able to control the locker room. And I disagree with that.
I think that he more is not a controller of the locker room, but more is a... Can you let me get this
I'm
off?
I'm sorry.
More is a, damn it. Okay, not a locker room clown, but like a locker room morale builder rather than a controller of the locker room.
No, he said he's going to be the leader of the locker room. That's what he tweeted.
You think that? You think LeBron will let that happen?
Hey, man.
Dude, listen. Somebody said this, and I completely agree. When LeBron comes to your team, you don't have a culture. Your culture is LeBron. Where you go out to eat, that's LeBron. Where you go out to drink after the games, that's LeBron. What you wear coming into the playoffs, that's LeBron. Everything that your team is LeBron. There is no fucking... There's no other locker room leaders. There's no other culture. There's no culture to establish. Nothing. It's LeBron culture or no culture.
I would say that with LeBron getting older... he's gonna kind of like pass the torch to AD.
See, you would think that, but I also heard that LeBron was gonna play pure small forward next year or last year. What happened?
No, he was playing small forward last year.
No, he wasn't. He was still playing his point forward position.
Yeah.
Somebody said that LeBron was gonna be, oh, I'm just gonna score and I'm gonna let Lonzo and
control the offense and shit. Yeah, I remember that.
That wasn't you think that, but he's gonna be controller of the offense till he retires. Eventually he's gonna be Carmelo.
You think so?
No.
Nobody can be Carmelo.
Nah, ain't no getting worse as bad as Carmelo Anthony. We're gonna look back on this in like 5 years and be like, damn, we were so right about him being as bad as Carmelo Anthony. But I think you guys made some good moves in the free agency. Danny Green, that was a great move. Boogie Cousins, great move.
Avery Bradley,
not great move, good move. Danny Green, good move as well because he paid him $15 million.
He said Danny Green. Oh, okay, never mind.
I said he was a great move. Yeah. I went back and said he was a good move. Avery Bradley though, really fucking good. That's really good defense.
Move. That's all defense right there.
3-and-D player, yeah. One of the top. Back in the Celtics days, he was fucking a monster.
Yeah. We got Quinn Cook. He was shooting 45% from three, something like that, I saw. We got Alex Caruso. If all my Laker fans know who Alex Caruso is.
Yeah, I watched Alex Caruso in the Celtics game. That nigga was going off. He was the only player on the team that was going off.
No, but people don't even know him like that, for real.
The ball head dude?
Yeah, ball head. Caillou. No, but I love Alex Crewe, so I feel like if we didn't have a starting point guard, if we couldn't get Rondo, we couldn't get whatever, Alex Caruso would be...
it'd be LeBron.
No, Alex Caruso to me would be our starting point guard, because that nigga is so good, bro. He got some crazy dunks, too.
You got anything else to say? Like, you want to say some more about
with
this
the Lakers?
LeBron?
No, I think waiting out Kawhi was a good move. I mean, nobody knew. Like, literally nobody knew.
The thing is, I think that I think Chris Bouzard... let's talk about that later.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
That nigga fucked us.
Nah.
That nigga.
Nah. I don't think he did. I think that it was pretty obvious. Everybody was just too foolish to realize. Let's move on to the Clippers. Let's stay in LA and move on to the Clippers. Okay. Let's talk about the Chris Bouzard situation before we get into Kawhi.
Hold up. We didn't do winners or losers.
Oh yeah.
So
okay.
Brooklyn
won.
Brooklyn won. I would say D'Lo won too. Or Warriors won. I would say the Lakers for waiting out Kawhi and still being able to get some good pieces.
It's
they
a
want.
Minor win.
No, that's a win. That's a dub.
Minor. That's win. A, that's it's a like dub. A win by one.
That's a win. A win's okay. A win. And then we got the Clippers.
Let's talk about the Chris Bouzard situation though.
Go ahead.
I think that it was really obvious that Kawhi was going to the Clippers if you watch all the shit that he was saying. Because Kawhi's a quiet guy, right? Right? Am I right or am I wrong?
This is how he would answer.
So Kawhi's a quiet guy. Okay, let me bring it back before I start saying that. I think that the reason Chris Bouzard thought that the Clippers were out was because he wasn't hearing anything about them. I don't think it was because
he had any insider.
I don't think it was because he heard that they were out. I think it was because he didn't hear anything, which would tell you something if you were an intelligent man. Well, Chris Bouzard, I think, is a smart guy, but if he was slightly smarter, he'd understand why he didn't hear anything. The Clippers are, like, damn near a perfect organization. They know what kind of shit Kawhi wants. They know, like, they've been scouting this guy. They've sent scouts to the Raptors games.
That's because of Jerry West, though.
Know what kind of shit Kawhi likes. Yeah. Kawhi likes silence. He doesn't like being too loud. He likes quiet. What? He likes silence.
Thank you.
He doesn't like being too loud. He likes being quiet. He doesn't want all that noise and shit. So, when you started hearing things about the Lakers and the Raps, I'm like, yeah, he's going to the Clippers. In my head, I'm like, yeah, he's going to the Clippers. Why would he want to go to two organizations that are leaking information about him? Why would he? Logically.
The Lakers weren't.
You think they weren't leaking information?
No.
Why do you think? Then why do you think that Chris was... Nigga, what's Ari Abraham, nigga? R.I. Abraham, something like that. Oh, he's all over Twitter talking about, yeah, he's going to the Lakers. I'm hearing that the Lakers are it. I'm hearing all that. Why are you watching porn? Oh, my God.
Watching porn, bro? Porn,
like, God damn. I understand scrolling through your Twitter and seeing it, but just keep scrolling. Why you got to stop and look at it?
Bro, I don't know what happened. That's wild.
I called you out all day. All right, so why would you want to go to an organization that's leaking information? The Lakers are a fucking leaky faucet with information. Leaky faucet. I know they are. You know how I know they are? They don't have a real organization. They don't have a real front office. Of course they're going to leak information here and there and everywhere. Of course. They don't have a front office. They got, I don't even know what that woman's name is. Not Jean Buss.
Linda?
Linda. Linda what?
Rambis.
Linda Rambis. They got Linda Rambis making decisions about NBA shit. Who the fuck is Linda Rambis? What kind of basketball knowledge does Linda Rambis have?
She's married to Kurt Rambis.
Who the fuck is that?
Laker icon. How do you not know him?
Nigga, I don't like the Lakers. What do you mean? So, of course, they're a leaky faucet. They're gonna leak shit all over the place. They got loose lips. And the Raptors were fucking harassing him with that fucking... when he landed in Toronto. You know what I mean? They were harassing the shit out of him. They had planes or helicopters hovering above when he landed in Toronto and shit like that. Yada, yada, yada.
Kurt Rambis.
I'm literally... That nigga's ugly. Why he wearing glasses on the court?
I don't know.
Anyway. So, of course, he's going to go to the Clippers. That's just the most logical place to go. I've been saying he's going to go to the Clippers forever. Have I not? Yes or no?
Yeah.
I may have changed my mind a little bit when the Raptors won a championship. Yeah. But to be fair, Kawhi isn't a regular human being. Of course he was going to just go anyway. Like, of fucking course. Anyway.
I would say, I would say the Lakers, the Clippers, and then Toronto had the best chances. I didn't see any other team or any other reports. Now,
I think the Knicks had a chance.
Now, I didn't, I was like, okay, he can go to any of those teams, any of those three teams.
He can go to any of those three teams.
But the news that broke, it broke.
All right. Since we talking about the news that broke. Remember how I just said that Kawhi was an evil genius? Or not an evil genius. He was not a regular human being. It's because he's a fucking sociopathic evil genius. Okay. That nigga, bruh. Imagine, bruh. I know how that phone call between Paul George and Kawhi went.
Let's reenact it.
All right.
Who are you?
I'm calling you.
Who are you?
I'm Kawhi.
You're Kawhi.
Answer the phone.
Yo, this PG-13. What up?
What it do, baby? He hangs up the phone. Guess what PG does right after that? I want a trade. Get me out of here. All Kawhi had to say was, what it do, baby? That's it. I know that's how that conversation went, bro. I know it. So.
I was not expecting that. I was expecting anything else but that.
Also, real quick, everybody been saying the conversation went like this. Hello, PG.
This PG.
Son, it's time to go.
Where?
Wherever. Wherever you go, I'm going. Just don't stay at the Thunder.
I like Russ. I like Russ.
Listen, son. We're leaving.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all it goes to. That's all it goes. That's it. That's fucking it. And then the niggas left. And that was it. Like a 30-second phone call, bro.
I also think that PG did not want to play with LeBron. That's why free agency, he just stayed with the...
nobody does.
Just because...
The only person that does is fucking Anthony Davis. He's a cornball.
I know PG was a Lakers fan because he said it multiple times. He said it that Kobe was his favorite player growing up, all this and that. So I think it was probably LeBron that he just didn't want to play with LeBron. That. No, I know. I'm just saying.
100%. That's 100%. Nobody does. Who? I mean, name a player that wants to play with LeBron. A star player.
AD.
You seen what he was doing on the floor in the Duke locker room?
It was Kentucky, but I know what you're talking about.
You seen what he was doing on the floor in the Kentucky locker room? I love that. You know what he was doing. You seen that. Exactly. We ain't gonna say what you did, but exactly.
I did what happened.
Exactly.
What happened in the...
His whole butt cheeks... He was welcoming his whole team to the meat show. He's a weird dude. Like, he's a fucking weirdo. He's cornball. Anyway. I'm mad he never addressed that. Like, can you say what happened? Can somebody tell me what happened?
No, I'm mad. I'm mad Dwight Howard never addressed the tranny. The tranny news. Bro, he just popped up in the summer league to watch the
never
summer,
said
yeah, shit. Never said shit. Got traded and shit.
Nobody, we don't even know if that's true. No, we know Anthony Davis was on that Kentucky floor.
Apparently, Dwight Howard... sued him, whatever they want to be called.
Fuck what they want to be called. Him.
Dwight Howard sued the person, but I don't know if that's because he just sued him because he's,
defamation.
Yeah. Or, like, what's happening with
that? Well, you can't sue somebody if it's true. You can't sue somebody for defamation if it's true.
I mean, I don't know, bro.
If he sued him for defamation...
I don't know, bro. And then he was out with the butt injury, too.
Yeah, that's what made it so funny. That's what made it so funny, though.
Amen.
All right, let's get back to what we're talking about, man. Listen, let me say this out loud real quick. Pat Bev, PG, Kawhi Leonard. I forgot who's playing for. Oh, my God. I forgot. Oh, my God. Who plays for? Oh, my God. I forgot.
Hold up. I got that. But at center, I think they're going to start Zubac, or at least they should.
Yeah, Zubac. They're going to start Zubac, and Montrez is coming off the bench with Lou Will.
Yeah. Let me see the roster real quick.
Bro, hurry up!
Sorry.
Jesus.
Wilson Chandler, they have him. They could probably start him.
No.
Green.
Jermichael Green. Yeah, Jermichael Green and Zubac with Lou Will, Montrez Harrell. Who else? Laundrie Chamet.
No, they traded him.
It was then. What's the other one's name?
Oh no, no, no! You're right. No, you're right. You're right.
Laundrie Chamet, like all that coming off the bench. That's a solid bench.
I would say
that's actually probably the best bench in the league.
I would say they only have a sixth man and a seventh man that I would be worried about. Lou Will and Montrez.
What about Wilson Chandler?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. He's a dunk. Yeah, you're right. Bench, you're right.
You know.
You're right. Yeah.
I mean, and they did trade a lot for
Yeah, I don't think they're that deep anymore. Cause
I think that they don't need to be.
They don't need to be, but I mean, hey, man. Sometimes you got to go deep.
When you have a deep team, or when you don't have a superstar, you need a deep team.
No, you're right, though.
They had so much cap space, they can make a deep team easy. Anyway, that's besides the point. So now you have all of this. I still think they have the best bench in the league just because of the top two guys.
Isn't Lou Will the top scorer from off the bench? I think yes. He's right? Yeah.
He's the probably like top five greatest bench players of all time.
If you want to be Manu's a bench player. No, Manu. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, if you want to be a bench player, you got to idolize him, but I forgot about Manu. But yeah.
You probably should idolize Lou Will because Manu's a superstar. Lou Will's just really fucking good.
Yeah, he should. I mean, he should have
been
a starter. He's
just really a far above average player. Like, he's just a very starting caliber player. Like, maybe all-star caliber.
Hey, man. You got to stop sleeping on man Manu, though. That's some real shit. I'm not even going to make...
I ain't even got to say nothing.
I don't even got to make Dimitri start saying all this shit about Manu. But, hey, man. Don't sleep on him. What's it called? I think they have an okay bench. Before, I feel like they had an amazing bench, probably one of the best in the league.
I still think they have the best in the league, just because they have the two guys coming off.
Yeah, but I still think, obviously, this is going to be probably the winner of every free agent team.
I don't think they should have Kawhi coming at the four.
That's what they're going to do?
I don't want them to. I don't think they should.
PG can run two.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that that's the best move.
Because PG's was 6'7". Kobe's 6'6". So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's get into... Let's not talk about the Thunder. Because all they really got back was picks. Their free agency was kind of shit.
Well, they got Gallinari and then Shai. Shai's a really good player, though.
I really wish they kept Gallinari.
Yeah.
Because he could have been before, and that would have been absolutely
He was going
disgusting.
Off, too.
Disgusting. Oh!
He didn't have no injuries or no major injuries last year. He was going off in the playoffs and in the regular season. So he
hitting buckets.
Yeah, he was doing really, really good. But, hey, man, you gotta make room.
Yeah, but, man. Ouch, that hurt, bro. That hurt.
Yeah.
But
at least they kept like Pat Beverly.
Yeah, they weren't moving him at all.
He's a free agent. He was a free agent.
I know. They were going to sign him back.
But I'm just saying because he said he was going to go back to the team that offered him the most.
Oh, also, they guaranteed Lou Will's contract.
That's right. Yep.
They guaranteed his 7 mils. Yeah, they guaranteed his contract.
So just try to make everybody happy. Dang, Pat, he's only 6'1".
Pat Bev?
Yeah, list is under. I didn't know. I thought he was like 6'3". No. Steph's taller than him. That's wild.
He's a dog, though.
He's probably one of the top defenders in point guard position?
Top three. DeJounte Murray, Pat Bev, Lonzo.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, anyway, Thunder, you got to trade Westbrook, man.
Let's get into where he could go. The Pistons. Let's start off with the Pistons.
You want him to go to the Pistons?
Well, it's going to be fun to just be able to drive to Detroit rather than fucking Miami to see him play.
I mean, isn't... Because I've been seeing Chicago, too. Chicago isn't that far.
But Chicago wouldn't be a good idea because they just got Kobe White.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
And why would you add Russell Westbrook to that team? That's a bad move.
But they got to give up DJ...
But let's talk about the Heat first. The Pistons first,
They got to get rid of DeAndre.
But I don't think they do.
I don't think he got a big ass contract, bro.
I don't think they do. Okay, I think they can make this work. Luke Kennard, Reggie Jackson. That's what. That's got to be like 26 no, million.
Yeah, they have terrible contracts on their team.
Reggie Jackson's like 16 mil by himself. I think it's got to be like 7 mil. So yeah, that's Reggie's damn 18. Near 25 mil right there. Because Luke Kennard's a top 15 draft pick. I know he has a lot of money.
What's his name?
Reggie Jackson?
Yeah, I want to see him.
He's right there, 17 million.
Yeah, 17. I said 18.
All right, Luke Kennard got 3 million. But that's still 20 million.
Yeah,
and then who else got some contracts in there? Langston Galloway.
7.
And then, yeah, you toss Langston Galloway in there and then finish it up with picks.
Yeah, but you think... Because I feel like this pick... Because I don't like Drummond, okay? I don't think he's a good player.
They averaged like 15 rebounds.
I know, but you saw what happened in the fucking playoffs against Giannis and the Bucks.
That's Giannis.
Yeah, bro, but...
And that's the Bucks. They didn't have Blake that whole series. They had Blake one game, and he was still hurt.
He had 2 games.
He won.
What's it called?
He came in the last game, in game 4.
You think Westbrook is going to be a big-ass factor that they can go all the way, or a deep playoff run?
Okay. I don't think the Pistons need that. I think the Pistons just need asses and seats.
Yeah, they do.
You add another superstar to that, asses all-in seats.
Because... Nobody's going to that new stadium. Nobody. They're losing money.
Yeah, so they just need asses and seats. They also got D. Rose, which means that Reggie Jackson is disposable.
Which means...
So now you have D. Rose as your sixth man.
You know what that means? We're going to Detroit.
Bro, we are. We're definitely.
So Westbrook's making 35 mil. That's his contract.
Well, they don't need to match all the way. The contracts don't need to match all the way.
Yeah, but, you know.
So, somebody will put it in the trade finder, the trade machine. Maybe we'll do it next week or something like that. Is that your top pick for Westbrook? That's just the first one.
No, but what's your top pick, personally? Where do you want to see him?
Well, I want him to go to the Pistons, because then that's easier to, you know what I'm saying?
To go see.
Yeah, but really, I feel like the Heat have the best jerseys in the league, man.
They're not gonna bring back the Miami Vice.
Are they not?
I saw it on Twitter, yeah.
No!
I saw it on Twitter.
The pink ones or the black ones?
I'm not sure which ones, but it was on Twitter saying that they were going to bring them back.
Oh,
I'm not sure which ones.
That's the best jersey in the... Bro, that's the best jersey! What do you mean? Why wouldn't they bring that back?
I don't know, bro.
Just like the Spurs need to bring back the Fiesta jerseys. What the fuck?
Personally, I like the camo ones, the digital camo.
Which ones? Because we have 5. The white ones or the black ones?
The gray ones. Y'all got gray ones?
Yeah, we got so many fucking camo jerseys.
Why don't you like them?
Because there's so many of them. It's so fucking boring. My player plays for that team in 2K. I see that every goddamn day. Yo, come on, man. Then okay, let's talk about the Heat now, though. So, the Heat got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's it.
That's fun. That's really fun.
But that's it,
though. I'm having so much fun. They're going to have so much fun. I don't think they can get Westbrook, because I don't think they're willing to part with Bam Adebayo or what's the other guy's name? I don't remember. Josh Richardson. It's a different guy.
Deion Waiters?
No. Well, I think they'd be willing to part with Deion Waiters, but it's another guy. He's like a small forward. He's really good. I love him, but I can't remember his name.
I think I know who you're talking about, but anyways, continue.
I don't think they're willing to part with any of the young players that they still have, because they were parting for them with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're willing to part with any of those players. But they do still have
James Johnson?
They still do have a couple picks. He's young. And I think they could make something happen, but I just don't think they would or they should.
Derrick Jones Jr.? I think he got traded.
No, man. Wait, scroll up.
Bam. Dragic.
I swear I just seen his name.
James.
Go all the way down. Justice Winslow.
Oh, Winslow, okay.
Yeah. I don't think they're willing to get rid of Justice Winslow for Russell Westbrook. So, because I believe they had him right at point last year.
I think that's
something.
Wasn't Dragic injured or something?
Yeah, and he did pretty decently. So, you know, it is what it is. Is Dragic still there? Or did they move him finally?
I think, well, right here on ESPN, it shows him listed, but I think he got moved or got waived or something. I'm not sure. But I saw something about him.
I know. No, they were trying to get him to the Mavericks, but they couldn't because the money wouldn't match. So, did they end up trading him?
I don't know. Somebody let us know.
I can't remember. But if they, like, I think they got rid of all the players that they're willing to get rid of.
Yeah. You know? Everybody who's left is just, you know, they're not going to try to move him.
Yeah, they love those players. Those are the players that they want to keep. Yeah. So,
I personally, Westbrook, I don't know, because he's kind of a hard player to play with. You know what I'm saying?
Is he?
Hey, man. There was a lot of players he played with kind of moved along there.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay, so Goran Dragic has not been moved. He's still on the team.
I think I've seen reports that...
they were trying to move him for Jimmy to the Mavericks. Yeah, they were having a 3-3 trade, okay. But that fell through because money didn't match.
No. I'm talking about, I've heard...
For Russell?
I've heard, yeah, for Russell, you know, around the grapevine.
Him there. And Tyler Hero.
No, I've heard that the Rockets want him.
Goran Dragic?
No, Russell Westbrook, like I just said. Mm. Now, nobody wants Westbrook's contract. Because he's going to be like...
You know what's funny?
He's going to be like 38 making...
Wait, hold on. You know what's funny? CP3
yeah, and
Westbrook on the same team. Those two terrible contracts.
No, I think they probably would trade him for each other.
That would be awful. Why would you do that? If you're the Thunder, why would you do that? Logically. Like, why would you do that?
I mean, like... Because I've heard that they're interested, but what are they going to move him for? What, Capella?
Well, I don't think... That the Rockets have a chance.
No, but why are they interested? It's going to be like the same thing with what's it called?
CP3.
CP3, yeah.
Yeah, but James Harden and Russell Westbrook are friends, though.
Yeah, but CP3 is ball dominant, so is Russ. And so is Harden.
Yeah, but I don't think that could work, though, because James Harden and Russell Westbrook lobs.
Yeah, but look.
That'd be fun.
It might be fun, but, like, we saw what happened.
In Mike D'Antoni's system.
We saw what happened. CP3 was just sitting there waiting for the ball to come for him. You think Russ is going to wait for the ball to come for him?
He's just going to get the ball.
You think James Harden is going to let him get the ball like that?
Yeah.
No, bro. We literally are watching.
Okay, but wait.
We watched this. Something.
There's a difference between Russell Westbrook and CP3. Russell Westbrook is much better than CP3.
He is, but
twice as good.
They're still ball dominant.
I think that Mike D'Antoni, like with an actual coach, I think Russell Westbrook could be even better. I think San Antonio need to make money for him. Put DeJounte Murray at the two, Derek White on the bench. Where do I put goddamn DeMar?
I would say Miami's probably the best. Because, I mean, they got Eric Spoelstra. He's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, he is. He gets no ass. But Greg Popovich is a better coach. He's the best coach in the
league.
It's kind of unfair. Anyway, let's get back into it. Let's get back to the Pistons. Oh, wait. We got to the Heat already.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back to the Heat. Heat with Jimmy Butler. Where do you think that team's going? Yeah, that's another team that could probably beat Brooklyn with Kyrie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the top team. I think that they're really good.
Top five team.
Yeah.
Top five, bro. Name a top five team.
Okay. Bucks, Sixers, Pistons. They got D-Rose. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I mean, D-Rose off the bench is nasty, bro. Well, we seen Minnesota, so. Okay. Bucks, Pistons. They're Bucks, Sixers.
You think Raptors are going to be in there? I feel like they'll be in the mix.
Yeah. Bucks, Sixers, Raps. Who else was in there? This
Big Celtics. Boss? In
Indiana. Ooh. Yeah, with Brogdon and...
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's five teams better.
Okay, so top six?
Yeah, top six team.
Okay.
I don't know if Boston's necessarily going to be better. But.
Yeah, because we don't know what Kemba's going to do with that team. We don't know how they're going to fit around. We don't know. Gordon Hayward might come back as fucking Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying?
Never.
I don't think so,
as good as DeMar next year.
But I don't know. So you don't know with Boston. I mean, they're a question mark. You don't know if they're going to be god awful or they're going to be one of the top teams.
Yeah, you have no idea. so with Let's move on to Boston. Let's talk about Boston since we're on that subject.
I don't like Boston.
No Al Horford? That's really bad. No Aaron Baines? That's awful.
Like, losing Kyrie is like, okay,
that's,
like,
people that's not expected even that it. Big of a deep. That's not even that deep of a cut.
Because people expected it, and you got Terry Rozier. No, you got Terry Rozier, though. You could have signed him. He could have started.
They were never signing Terry Rozier.
Hey, man.
After that interview he did?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
there was no way.
But losing Al Horford, Hall of Famer Al Horford, bro.
Fucking Franklin the Turtle Al Horford. Man. GOAT Al Horford, best defensive center in the league, Al Horford.
Yeah, literally.
One of the best defenders in the league. So, with Joel Embiid and Miles Turner, those are, like, those and Rudy Gobert as number one. So, the best four defensive centers in the league, two of them are on the same team. That's going to be tough, man. That's going to be
and
tough.
And the only person that could stop Embiid was literally Al Horford.
Yeah.
So now they're in the same team. And if they start, I mean, that's going to be
it's kind of like
unusual because we don't see that. It's two bigs.
It's kind of like the KD effect where we don't need you, but we need you to not be on different. So
it's going to be unusual because those are two post-back-to-the-basket players. And we haven't seen that in, I don't think, what?
But Al Horford can be a pick and fade player.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, though.
Yeah, we haven't seen that type of center duo since Boogie and AD.
But they're not back to the basket, necessarily.
Boogie is,
but not AD.
AD is, too.
Not necessarily. He can, yes, he is. He can shoot threes.
He can do that, too. Al Horford can do all that.
You're right.
That doesn't mean he's not a back to the basket. That nigga is a post player, too. They're all post players. So, that's going to be what it's going to be. But fuck Boston. We're done talking about Boston. That was really quick with Boston.
Because they fucked up.
They did.
They had to keep Al Horford at least.
That's all they had to do. Literally all they had to focus on. Because lost Aaron Baines. All you have to do is keep Al Horford. That's literally all you have to do.
Al Horford makes you a top five defensive team in the league. Easy. Automatically.
Same thing with the Lakers. When they lost Lonzo. Yeah, that makes you a top five. Yeah. He himself makes you a... You've seen the stats with star point guards against Lonzo.
Don't remind me.
You've seen that shit.
Don't remind me.
This just makes you a top defensive team in the league. So
now I would say that the Clippers and 76ers are probably going to be one and two around there.
What on each of their conferences?
Defensive ranking.
Clippers are easily number one.
And the 76ers too, bro.
The Pelicans could be in there. The Kings could be in there because Luke Walton's there and he's a good defender. The Spurs are always going to be in there because DeJounte's coming back.
They could be top five.
Yeah, they could be top two. Yeah.
That's a big ass piece to lose. Like literally
huge,
big ass piece.
Huge. And the Sixers gaining that's
a huge.
Because Joel Embiid hasn't played 82 games since he's been in the league.
And that's why, I personally don't consider him the best center in the league. I would say, because he doesn't play all those games, but load management, all that shit, whatever. I at least need him to play like 65, 70, around there. Kawhi played 60.
Yeah, I mean, 60 is good. Yeah. I think he played 60.
Did he play 60?
I believe so.
Because I know he was, like, no, he was injured, or he had, like, a cold in the fucking playoffs, too, and shit, remember? Against the Nets.
I still think he played 60. Yeah, he played 64.
64? All right, yeah. That's decent. I think that's the first time he hit 60, right?
No, last year he played 63.
63, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not.
Yeah,
I did. But that's one of the things I feel like really fucks him up. Is him being injured or you know, sick or whatever, I'm not sure.
And he gets gassed, too. Yeah. He gets really gassed.
But do you think Ben Simmons deserved that contract, yes or no? Right now. He's a second-year player now, or a third-year player now, because he was considered a rookie, remember?
Yeah.
So, do you think that third-year player, does now being third-year, or... You know, the third year in his NBA record or NBA career, do you think he deserved that extension?
Do I think that Ben Simmons deserved that extension?
Never making a 3-point shot in the NBA.
That's a really good question. Do I think Ben Simmons deserve that contract? That's a very good question. Hold on, let me look and see what his contract is.
I think he has a max contract, if I'm not mistaken.
$168 million for, I believe, 5 years. Or 4 years, something like that. Do I think that Ben Simmons deserves $168 million for 5 years with no jump shot? Fuck no, I don't. I don't think that shit. No! That was a terrible move. Why would you give him the max deal? Give him like, oh my God, give him like $16 million for this year or something like that. And then like, if he can develop a jump shot, then give him the max deal.
Andrew Wiggins.
Oh. I promise you guys, I'm gonna be so much better next year. Max deal. That's literally what the Sixers just did. That's legit what the Sixers just did right there.
Now, if he doesn't develop, this is going to haunt them. If he doesn't get a jump shot, this is going to haunt him. Just because, look what happened with Wiggins. He got the contract. I feel like he stopped caring, to be for real.
I mean, he was better this year.
He was better than years past, but still. You saw what Jimmy said.
He doesn't work hard.
Exactly.
He's just really talented. And, yeah. That's a possibility, but they still have basically a 6'10 point guard, and that's always going to be good. I mean, I will say this. I don't think he deserved that contract. But will I say that there's no other way, there's no possible way to keep him there for less than the contract. You know who his agent is. LeBron James. Rich Paul. There's no way.
Look clutch
James. They could have just kept him on that restricted free agent contract. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shut up! You know what I'm saying, though? Like, if you feel
or
me.
Or maybe after this season, extend it then.
Yeah.
To see, you know, because this is going to be three years in the league, or you know, four years, but he was a rookie 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This
is third playing year in the league.
Yeah, third playing year. So just see. Next season, or this season coming up, see if he develops that jump shot. See if he's not scared of it. Even if he's missing it, at least have
the
confidence to shoot it.
To shoot it.
Yeah, so I personally don't think he deserved that contract again. We see what big contracts leads to young players with Andrew Wiggins. He kind of got not interested in working harder, it looks like, by what Jimmy Butler was saying. So I hope he does develop. I hope that the 76ers, you know, end up making a good deal, making sure that he has a jump shot. But as of right now, I don't think it's going to be a good contract for them in the long run.
Yeah, I just don't think it's possible for that to be a good contract unless he gets a jump shot.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, he's an amazing point guard, amazing passer, but, like, their offense get, like, stagnant.
But Rondo is, too.
No, but they're
he's not a max deal guy.
No, but their offense gets stagnant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because he's in the dunker spot most of the time. So. Ow.
Oh, my bad. I thought he was just going to go there. Anyway, I just don't think that you should give anybody a max deal who can't at least shoot a mid-range.
They got like three centers. They got Joel, they got L, and then they got Ben. They got three centers.
But, man... Let's move on to who I think is going to be a decent defense in the league next year. Big Pels.
You mean the Lakers?
Big Pels. Excuse you.
It's literally the Lakers are
the Los Angeles Pelicans.
Yeah.
The New Orleans Lakers.
Yeah, literally.
So, the New Orleans Lakers got Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart. They added J.J. Redick, and they got Zion. Now.
And they got the center, the pick.
Oh, yeah. Jackson Hayes?
Yeah. Yeah, the crazy
he's good.
Dog. Yeah.
Nah, he's good.
Yeah.
I was talking shit about him. He's good. He's good, bro. Like, he's solid. Or he's JaVale McGee. He had a really good summer league. JaVale McGee had a really good summer league, too.
And he's really athletic. JaVale was really athletic.
Yeah, so is that or he's JaVale McGee? Those are the two options. Those are only two.
Literally the only
There's two. No in-between. So, yeah, man, let's talk about them. I think they can make an AC.
I think they can make an AC.
Yeah, because I think that's the natural progression for what they were doing in the Lakers before LeBron got there. So, yeah, I think they can make that AC. I think Lonzo...
They're probably going to get bounced out, though. I don't see him.
Of course.
I don't see him.
When I was playing 2K, though, I play a lot of my gym. and I did with the new rosters. They won the championship in the first season. I don't see that happening.
2K, fix your game. Fix your game.
So, yeah, man, I think that they could be a really good team. I think that they're solid. I mean, you know, they're the Lakers 2 years ago, essentially, but with Zion Williamson. Those Zoda Zion lobs.
Well, he had like a knee injury, so hopefully he can. It's nothing serious.
It's no injury. He just knocked knees with somebody. And they're sitting
him. Yeah, but I'm just saying. Hopefully.
That nigga got fat. Yeah. You seen that?
Yeah.
It's that gumbo, nigga. He need to chill the fuck out. They need a nutritionist. You remember?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Ja Morant. You know, he does look like he got a little chunkier, a little thicker.
Yeah, but he was jumping off the gym. He was jumping off the fucking gym.
And I don't know if that, because it does look like he added extra weight, so I'm not sure if that's going to hinder him in any way.
But, I mean, we don't know what he looks like with no shirt on. No homo.
No homo.
So it could just be all muscle.
Muscle, yeah.
There's a very big possibility.
Yeah, but at the same time.
Wait, there's a very big possibility that underneath all of that, he looks like CT from motherfucking Fletcher.
What's it called?
Also, that's the name of this episode. Zion equals CT Fletcher? All caps.
having those muscles, though, also, like, if you're running a lot, that shit, like, weighs on you. You know what I'm saying? That, like, makes you heavier. Like, when you're...
The Boogie Cousins.
Fucking, yeah, Boogie Cousins. So, if it works out, maybe he would have to lose a little bit of weight. Because I think...
Oh, of course.
I think he's, like, well...
He hasn't played in a while.
No, I know, but I think his weight coming in, I think he's the second heaviest player in the league right now.
Yikes.
Or, top five around there. I'm not sure. Something like that.
Yikes, he's big.
Bro, he's 285.
Damn.
Almost 300.
Damn.
I don't know how much Boban weighs, but I think it's around there.
God damn, that's a big man.
Yeah.
That's not a small boy.
And what, he's 6'7", 6'6"?
And he's 19.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's gonna, you know, hinder him, or if that's gonna make him slower, if that's gonna make him tired.
More sluggish, yeah.
Yeah, so, because it's an 82-season game.
Rookies hit the rookie wall all the time.
Yeah, but
Wall is the thing.
In college, they played, what, like 32 games, max? Yeah.
And then he got bounced in March, so he really hasn't played professional sports, amateur or professional sports, since March. And that was 4 months ago. So, of course, he's going to put on a little weight, you know. He just got to get back in the gym, start running, all that, start jumping, all that shit. So,
yeah.
I think Brandon Ingram could thrive under a new system because, yikes, fucking Luke Walton was just a bad coach.
Real quick. Boban's 7'3", and he's 291. And Zion's 285, 6'6".
Like 6 pounds less. Jesus. And like fucking a foot shorter. Like, god damn. Yeah, that's... I don't like short power forwards, man.
He's a power forward?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, he should play small forward then. 6'6". Yeah. 6'6", yeah. Shooting guard.
But yeah, man. I feel like, you know... That could be a decent team. They're going to
be alright team.
I can see their ceiling is like a 6 seed.
Their ceiling, yeah.
Their floor is like 0-82. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, it's going to be what it's going to be. That's a young team.
Yeah, it's a young team.
So, you know, it is what it is. Knicks. Essentially, we predicted that the Knicks was going to get Julius Randle. Like I believe we predicted that in the Fuck the Suns.
Like
I can't. Sorry about that. We kind of got interrupted.
We got interrupted, so we had to pause it, but we're back at it like a fucking crack addict.
Anyway.
No, but we essentially predicted on the episode, Fuck the Suns.
Everything we've said has come true, except for Portland. That's it. Other than that, everything we've said has come true.
Make your bets on us.
Anything we say.
It's going to happen. Tomorrow it's going to rain gold.
Meet Stradamus. Yo, Stradamus. Lockdown Stradamus, nigga. All right, so the Knicks got Julius Randle. Who else?
Marcus Morris.
Shut up.
They got Marcus Morris. They got Reggie
Bullock. They don't have Marcus Morris yet.
Are you sure?
Positive. He hasn't signed anything
yet. They got Marcus Morris. Or, I'm sorry, Reggie Bullock.
You were supposed to say Marcus Morris last anyway, though.
Huh?
You were supposed to say Marcus Morris last, because look who's next on the list.
Okay. So, you know, they got Barrett, RJ Barrett.
Yeah. They're not going to be good. Yeah. They're probably going to have the same record.
Let's see, who are they going to... Wayne Ellington, Taj Gibson.
Taj!
Kevin Knox, Frank Nicotina.
Frank
Ninakina. Ninakina or Ninakina? Nigakina.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
They got Frank.
French Frank.
They got Bobby Portis, Julius Randle, Mitchell
Robinson. Oh, it was Bobby Portis that they signed. Yeah, Bobby Portis Dennis and Julius Randle. Yeah, they're not going to be good. They're not going to be good at all.
Okay. I don't think this was a... Hear me out. I don't think this was
I don't think it was
terrible
no, I don't think it was
free agents signing.
But when you have the idea of KD and Kyrie...
Taj Gibson is getting 14 mil. Taj... Oh, he's getting 14 mil? For one season? I don't know how long his contract is, but he's getting 14 mil?
Yeah. Maybe he's getting 14 mil for a couple seasons.
No, it says salary. Salary is a yearly. Ooh, how much did they sign Julius Randle then? Julius Randle only got 8.
Ech.
I don't know if Taj
Gibson... I don't know if this is updated. Because Taj Gibson was making 14 mil last year. And Julius Randle was making 8 mil last year.
No, so I don't know. He probably got 8 mil in the 3 seasons. Because he signed a 3 season contract.
With who?
With the Knicks.
No. I don't think these numbers are updated, is what I'm saying.
This is on ESPN, okay?
Because Julius Randle's contract last year was $8 million, and Taj Gibson's contract last year was like 14, 16, something like that. So, I have no idea. I think Yo's looking it up right now, but we genuinely have no idea. I mean, the Knicks, man, they're going to be what they're going to be. I don't think they're gonna.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it wasn't updated. 2 years, 20 mil. So he's getting 10 mil. That's still bad.
Yeah.
He's 34.
Yeah. That's still bad.
His best seasons are behind him by far.
Yeah, his best season was 2011, sir.
With the
Bulls.
The Bulls. Yeah.
With my dad.
I didn't know. What's his name? Tim Duncan was the Bulls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Tim Duncan's like my granddad, I guess.
Wow.
And Manu's like my great-uncle.
Yeah, because that bald-ass head.
And Tony Parker is like...
That's a distant...
The estranged uncle.
That only hits you up for money.
Yeah. And only hits me up to run my girlfriends away. And my brother. Runs my brother away from me.
Let's see here. So, Julius Randle got 21 mil.
Yeah, I mean, that's a decent contract
for Julius Randle. Yeah, that's not bad. He was averaging like 20 and 10 last year.
Yeah, so...
That's not bad for Julius. I don't think they had a bad...
offseason. I just
but think when that you're it was making promises,
offseason.
Literally, you're making promises to your fan
base. And I also think that they have the worst owner in the league.
Yeah, by far.
By motherfucking far. And Michael Jordan is an owner in the league. Let's not forget that Michael Jordan is an owner in the league. And they have the worst owner in the league still. How does that work? Fuck it. Let's get to the Spurs. Fuck Marcus Morris, by the way. Like, fuck him.
That's
like,
your team,
he can,
so
he can
go
eat
ahead.
My ass from the back. He can eat
Make
it.
Your asshole clap.
I ain't never had that. You know what I'm saying? That's a reference. Please don't. That's a reference. I probably shouldn't even have said it. Anyway, that was a reference.
Just a saying. No homo.
No homo. So, we got DeMar Carroll. That's good. That's good.
Is he starting? Is he going
to
start?
It would be good for him, too. Yeah, so it'd be like DeJounte, DeMar, Damari. We have so many.
DeMar.
Literally on the Spurs Reddit, it's like we the Spurs because we got DeJounte, DeMar, LaMarcus, Derek.
That's an L.
So?
LaMarcus.
DeMarcus, nigga.
DeMarcus?
DeMarcus Cousins almost came. I really wish he had came. That would have been cool. Because it would have been DeMarcus, DeMar, DeJounte, Derek, DePop, nigga.
DePop.
And I ain't talking about Tim. Soda.
DeTim.
Duncan.
Oh, yeah. Duncan.
All right. Yeah, we're a solid team. It'd be DeJounte, DeMar.
What's the floor? DeMari. What's the ceiling?
Floor, 8 seed. Ceiling, 1 seed.
Really? You think it could fluctuate that much?
Yeah, it can be anywhere in there. Okay. We could win a chip. Anybody could win a chip.
Anyone can win a chip. I think we should do a prediction. Probably next episode, standings, wins the chips.
Let's not talk about our favorite teams, though. Like, no, let's not put our favorite teams in there.
It's going to be hard. Because my team got good, finally, for, like, 6 years I've been ass cheeks.
Y'all are making the playoffs this year anyway.
What? Okay. That's a hot take.
LeBron didn't play a lot of games last year. Anthony Davis doesn't play a lot of games ever. So, what if the niggas get hurt at the same time? What y'all gonna do?
We just need an 8 seed after that. We good.
What are y'all gonna do? Like, hey, that motherfucker's gonna be the 12th seed in the league.
That's why we signed Rondo.
What the fuck? Yo, son. If they get hurt at the same time, y'all losing every game while they go. Every single one. Ugh.
What was I gonna say? I forgot.
Fuck Marcus Morris. Let's end the Spurs conversation on that. Fuck Marcus Morris. Talk about the Hornets.
The Hornets only got Terry Rozier. They didn't really move.
The third probably top five worst owners in the league.
Yeah.
I think that they could be better if they just had a better GM.
Or a better owner, I feel like.
Their owner is fine. Because if you just let... If you are just the owner, then it's easy.
Yeah.
I think that Jordan gets too much shit for that because maybe he doesn't have anything to do with the day-to-day operations.
Yeah. Maybe he's the GM in the basketball operations.
Yeah, so like it's like, my nigga, like maybe he's just there and they're the ones doing that. Maybe that's all there is to it.
Just popping bottles.
As it.
I feel like slapping
Malik Monk up top of the head.
I feel like that nigga, all he does is party. Pop bottles.
That's it.
Yeah. That's all. He went 6 for 6, and that's all he does.
Hey, listen, cuz, we got 6 of them jobs, and none of the niggas that they say is better than you is even close to that?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
No, but I think that's the only move. I haven't heard anything else. I think Terry Rozier was probably the only move that they made.
All right, let's talk about... Let's talk about the Jazz, man.
Jazz, man. Jazz are a contending team now. They got a lot of players that are really, really good. I think we say
they have a big three.
Big three? What's the big three?
Mike Conley. Rudy Gobert. And probably the best player on the team. Mr. Spider Mitchell.
Spider!
It's a bird! It's a plane! No! It's Spider Mitchell! No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and,
I am. It is what it is. Shit. That, another championship contender.
Yeah.
1 seed to 6 seed is their floor and ceiling. Man, shit. What can I say? Like, they're just really good. I think they can be really good. I think that, the West is already always really close. This time, it's going to be close from top to bottom. I can't wait. Oh, Jesus. I hope my Spurs don't do anything dumb. I hope Derek White just stays healthy. Or not Derek White. DeJounte Murray just stays healthy.
They got a solid team over there.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they got Emmanuel Mudiay since when?
Oh, yeah. I think they signed him. Is that a good pickup, though? Because he really doesn't do anything.
I like him.
He was on the Knicks last year.
I like him.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
Boban Bogdanovic, Mike Conley, Rudy Gobert. Sorry about that noise there.
I died.
So I think they're probably going to be a 1-2 seat. I could see that.
Yeah, you can see. I can see anything. I can really see anything.
I think
anything is possible.
I think
except for the Knicks winning the ship this year.
There's 6 teams that have legitimate chances, I feel like. 6 or 7.
To win the West?
Yeah, to win the West.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot of them. They're doing their thing.
Bro, even the first, what's it called? The first playoff series is going to be a dogfight.
I'll stop. Everything's going to be a dogfight, man. It's going to be a dogfight all over the place. I mean, the Clippers and the Warriors last year was a dogfight. That's, you know, like...
2 big-ass pit bulls just going at it.
Man, so, I mean, let's close it out with the Pacers, bro.
The Pacers, last year, they did good. I mean, they were, 3 seed? I mean,
before Victor Oladipo.
No, they were the 3 seed.
Word?
They were the 3 seed.
Yeah, because the Celtics were like the 6 seed, or yeah. 5 or something like that.
I think they were the 6 seed.
Yeah. So I mean, they were really good. They did their thing.
Yeah, they did. You know, I mean, they did what they had to do.
I think what happened is they just maintained.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were the 5 seed.
I thought so. I thought
they Boston were the 5 seed. Was a 4 seed. That's why they matched up. Yeah, my bad. I thought that. My bad.
It's like,
I mean, you agreed with me though.
I mean, yeah, but they faced Boston, so I was like,
okay. My bad. Yeah, so I think Victor's coming back, and then Brogdon also.
Brogdon can run point. Yeah. He was a point. He was originally a point.
Rookie of the year, too. Don't forget about that.
I do. everybody does.
So I think they're going to be a solid team, probably.
Yeah,
what?
Of course.
Top five again?
Yeah.
I mean, they were top five last year, so.
I mean, anything's possible, bro.
Yeah,
we have not done winners and losers for a couple.
For a couple, let's go ahead, running back.
The Pistons.
I would say they won.
With or without Westbrook, they got D Rose. That's a good player.
The Heat won.
They win.
Boston loses. Loss heavy. That's a big SL. Sixers won. That's a big W.
They win.
Pelicans win.
The Knicks lost.
The Knicks lost only because they promised KD, Kyrie, all that.
The Spurs win. They got what they needed. They needed a wing defender. That's all they needed. They got it.
Okay.
It's a win.
Hornets, I feel like they lost.
Did they lose, though? I mean, they didn't want to pay the luxury tax.
No, I know, but...
Yeah, they lost. They lost Kemba.
Well, Kemba's probably their best player in franchise history.
Since they've been in Charlotte?
Yeah, since they've been in Charlotte. Because, the Hornets got AD, though. But... Since they've been in Charlotte, Kemba's probably the best player. Jazz, that's a W, big W.
We really only talked about teams that won, really.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to talk about losers, though?
Nobody. And the Pacers?
They won.
They win. You know, it's. I feel like everybody won, but the Clippers were the clear winner.
Yeah, number one, probably.
The Clippers were the winner.
What's it called? I feel like at least most teams probably won. Most teams probably won.
Yeah. Most teams did. Most teams did really good in the
league. Yeah. In the
the Thunder season. Lost. Jesus Christ. Oh,
we didn't talk about Thunder.
We did.
Oh, that's right. Westbrook.
We kind of glanced over it. They lost not because they lost because
of
team wise. They lost team wise for this season.
Yeah.
So
in the future, you never know those picks. You never know.
I mean, in what. Kawhi and PG are free agents in 2 years, right?
Yeah.
And they gave up 7 years worth of picks for
seven
PG.
Years?
Yes. Well, 5 years. I think it's five years straight up, and then swaps.
Yeah.
So 7 years worth of picks. So.
Wow.
If the Clippers lose Kawhi and PG in 2 years, then that's woof. Eesh. Yikes. But if not, those picks are pretty much worthless.
Yeah, but they can probably trade them.
And they are still players. They're still NBA players. So, I don't think we're ever going to have a draft class like the 2013 that Wiggins got drafted?
2013.
Yeah. So, I don't think we're ever going to have a terrible draft class like that again.
I think it was 2014. Because 2014 is when LeBron came back to the Cavs.
Yeah, well, 2014, yeah.
2014-15 season.
So, it was 2013. Yeah, it was 2014.
Okay, 2014-15, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know... Yeah, it's going to be what it's going to be. I don't think we're going to have a terrible draft class like that again. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a pretty bad draft class in 16. I mean...
D'Angelo got drafted. Ben Simmons. 17's Brandon Ingram drafted.
D'Angelo didn't get drafted in 16.
Oh, that was 15. That was 15. Yeah. That was 15, my bad.
I'm talking about 16. That's,
16, Brandon.
That's still the wrong one, though.
Brandon got drafted?
I was talking about 17. So that's Lonzo. 17? Lonzo, Markelle Fultz, who are both... Not as good as they were in college.
Because they were hyped. Those two were hyped as fuck.
Lonzo's obviously not as good as he was in college.
No. But, I mean, he's still going to be a develop and, you know, be
I mean, he's
going
to develop and become something nasty, but...
Who was it? Jason Tatum was third.
And then who else after that?
Fourth? I don't remember.
I believe that was De'Aaron Fox, who was also really good.
No, De'Aaron Fox was, like, sixth or something.
Well, if we don't know who those people in the middle are, then they were probably not great. I don't think we're gonna have a bad draft class like that ever again. James Wiseman is coming up next year.
LaMelo. You don't know how. I mean, he looks like 6'8", to be for real.
He's a 6'8" point guard. Yeah.
So Marco, Lonzo, Jason. Oh, Josh Jackson was fourth.
Oh yeah.
He was fourth. Yeah. Fifth was De'Aaron. And then sixth was Jonathan Isaac. Mm-hmm. Seven with Lauri Markkanen. That's a steal. Eight Frank Ntilikina. Ninth and then Ben Simmons. Or
it's a bust. I mean.
What's it called? Nine would be Dennis Smith, and then 10, Zach Collins. Zach Collins is actually a pretty good player.
But he's not he's not 10th pick good.
No, he's not 10th, but he's a good player. 11th, Malik Monk, that was terrible.
Nah, that's not terrible. He's good. He's decent, not,
but
he's actually 11th pick good.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, he has a 40-inch vert.
Yeah, 11th pick good. That's 11th pick good.
Everybody else was, I mean, a pretty good pick. I would say... In there, when they got picked, I feel like they, you know,
that, but that there's no, there's like one outstanding player in that draft class, and that's Jason Tatum. Really? Yeah. There's only one outstanding player, and he got drafted like third. So, you know, that's just what it is, bro. Man, yeah, that's just what it is. Real quick, there was a take. I don't think it's a hot take. I think it's facts.
It's a take, though.
But it was a take. Jerry West is who the Celtics think Danny Ainge is. Jerry West is easily the greatest executive of all time.
Yeah.
And I think R.C. Buford and Greg Popovich are really good, but I don't think they're close to Jerry West. Jerry West is what? Bro, he built the 73-9 Warriors.
He built Shaq and Kobe.
He built Shaq and Kobe.
He traded for Kobe because he said that kid's going to be special. He was right.
He built Shaq and Kobe. He built a Memphis team that were never good, but ended up being really good. And then he just built the Clippers. That's four different teams that he done built. And Jesus Christ.
He just goes for it, though. I don't think
I think everything is controlled and calculated.
No, I think so. But at the same time, because Danny Ainge, you saw, he was just hoarding the picks. He didn't want to trade for nobody. He was waiting out. You saw what happened. Nobody wants to go over there. Nobody wants to play with nobody wants to trade. You know what I'm saying? Nothing happened. I think with Jerry West, I feel like it is calculated. I think he has a motive. He thinks shit out. But I feel like also he's kind of quicker with his shit. Because Danny Ainge, he had the picks, since 2013? He got the picks? So he had them for a while. He could have done a lot of trades for a lot of different players that would have, helped Boston out. I think that's more of a long-term plan thinking, which that could kind of fuck them up.
So I think that Jerry West is more of a guy that's like, okay, if I can get a star, I'm going to get that star and I'm going to build the perfect team around him. Which is so fucking hard. It's so hard to build a perfect team around a star. And he does it, and he does it well. He did it all over the place. He built perfect teams around certain stars. Some stars just aren't good enough to win a championship as the number one guy. But whenever he gets a star that's good enough to win a championship as the number one guy, i.e. Steph Curry, i.e. Shaq and Kobe, i.e. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, he can build a really good team around him. He can build a team around anybody. If I'm the star player on a team, he can build around me perfectly. Just throw a shooting everywhere. Man. Niggas that can defend, you know what I mean? Just perfect. He's just the perfect, just really good, man. He's just so good. And I ain't gonna dick suck him too long, but he's just really good.
I mean, you gotta give props.
That's my favorite executive, bro. It's my favorite executive. Behind RC Buford.
Yeah. He builds dynasties everywhere he goes. So, I mean, Clips might be dynasty. You never know.
They could be.
Yeah, so, I mean, you've seen his track record, so.
Yeah, and they could move some of those bench pieces, some of those not great bench pieces for second rounders.
Yeah, yeah.
So, shit. It's going to be a lot. He can do a lot. And I think he's a solid drafter, so, yeah. Yo, just looked at
the time. I just looked at the time of the podcast.
We've been going for a minute. Let's close this out.
Let's close it out. So, again, we went over...
We let's run through the winners and losers.
Yeah, go ahead.
Brooklyn, KD, Kyrie, DeAndre Jordan, that's a win. Warriors, D'Lo, win. Lakers, win. Clippers, win. Pistons, win. Heat, win. Boston, lose.
Sixers win.
Win. But I don't feel like they won because of that Ben Simmons trade, bro. I really feel like they lost.
You think
that Ben Simmons contract? Yeah, man. I think that's a loss.
I would agree with that.
Even though they added Al Horford, who's really good, but I just really feel
I would agree with that, yeah.
Sixers lose.
A tie.
Okay.
It's a tie.
Sixers tie, I guess, even though you can't really tie. Like,
not in basketball.
Whatever. Whatever. Pelicans, one. That's a win. Not for this season, but...
But just overall, one.
Well, I mean, they did win for this season, because I do think they can make the playoffs. And they haven't made the playoffs...
They made the playoffs...
They made the playoffs last year, but... Was it what?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. But before that, they're really iffy, yeah. And they didn't, they weren't really all that, they weren't good enough to be a all-the-time playoff contender.
Right. Because they didn't build the team around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine if Jerry West went in order. Anyway, the Knicks, that's another loss.
That's a loss.
Spurs, we got what we needed, that's a win. Hornets, they lost Kemba, that's a loss. Jazz, they got Mike Conley, Bogdanovic. Ed Davis, that's a win. The Pacers, they got Brogdon. Now, all they needed was a point guard. That's a W.
Yeah.
So,
because the other one got suspended.
So, all in all, man, most of the teams that we named, they won. Thunder lost. But most of the teams that we really talked about, they won. We didn't really want to talk about teams that sucked. I didn't really want to do the winners and losers because it's obvious that we only talk about the winners almost, but...
And we also made it an episode, you know, last episode talking about team that sucks.
So, the Suns lose, you know.
I don't know what moves they made, but I know they lost.
Yeah. Imagine they win the chip next season.
Go ahead and delete that episode.
So, yeah, man. All in all, the NBA won. I won. Yo-Yo won.
I won.
Everyone won. Because this is going to be a fun league to watch.
And we, you know, as content creators, it's the summertime, so it's not a lot of basketball news going around.
Man, we might be a little slow on episodes, not going to lie. We might talk about the summer league. That's going to be boring as shit.
Yeah. I mean, we might
talk about football.
No, I have no idea of anything about football.
We'll watch just for the summer.
I know how to play football. Like, I can play football, but I don't know rules. I don't know nothing. So...
We can talk some boxing, maybe.
I know about boxing. I know about boxing UFC, too. That UFC, that guy, the 5 second...
Oh, my
God. That 5 second knockout with the knee.
They hated each other, too. They
yeah,
really
they had beef. The guy said, the guy that woke up Ben, he said he doesn't even remember the flying knee. He don't remember.
He didn't see it.
Bro, nobody saw it. I was watching it live.
No. He didn't see it. His head was down.
I know.
He caught it at the top.
Tippity top.
That boy got a little dagger leg on the top of his head, boy. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, but we're going to go ahead and try to push through this, try to get the episodes out. Summer League, maybe, and then also we have the preseason games coming up in what?
I really hope
September or something? Play.
Yeah, they're coming up in the September.
September, October, something like that.
So, yeah.
We might take a break, maybe not.
I doubt it, though.
Yeah. We out here grinding.
We grinding.
It
was a bad time to start a podcast.
Yeah. Because the season was basically
over. No, the season was already over. We were in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. What's it called? Next week, might be going to Chicago. You know, what it do, baby.
What it do, shy. Yeah.
No, but, yeah, we're trying to go ahead and get contact out.
Keep going.
We're trying to get contact out, you know, when the slower months of the NBA after free agency, we don't necessarily have anything else to talk about. But we're going to go ahead.
About 2K.
We can go ahead and talk about other things. Try to make, you know, entertaining content for you guys.
Yeah.
But we're going to go ahead.
Close this out.
Yep.
As you guys know, as we said in the beginning, an hour and a half ago, so we're going to reiterate. My name is Meech Rose. I'm here with
Big Yovani.
We are the Lockdown Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at...
You can find us on Twitter at Lockdown Pod.
You can find Big Yo on Twitter at
Big Yovani.
You can find Meech Rose on Twitter at Meech Rose, MIECHROSE.
They know us. We don't got to do that no more.
I'm just saying, you know? Just saying. So, again, we say we have the Lockdown Podcast. We enjoyed ourselves today. I hope you enjoyed this. We did a... We did a long one today.
We did a. It was
we
a,
knew it was.
Yeah, be we said we.
This is
we
probably our longest said. Episode ever.
And it's 10, 26 Eastern.
So yeah,
and I have work tomorrow.
We're dark. It's dark outside. We've never done one. This
I can't.
Late.
No, remember our first one was pretty late too.
Oh yeah. We haven't done the one this late since we got the
in mic. A while. Yeah.
So yeah, but I hope you guys enjoy. I appreciate you for listening. It's all love.
All love every day. I've seen people outside of the country listen to us. So
what do you do, baby?
Shout out to the people that aren't in the USA. We had people in England, France, and then also Ireland. Shouts out to everybody that was listening to us there.
Probably VPNs, but it is what it is. All right. We're going to close it out. Peace out, y'all.
All right, peace.
Peace out, baby.